Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Welcome, everyone, to the newest edition, the newest episode. You thought we were gone, didn't you? You thought you got rid of us.
You can't. We're just like herpes. We come back whenever you least expect it.
We got bad news for you. We're back.
We do. And guess what? We're itchy.
Oh, God.
Sorry, starting out shit.
Why are we itchy?
Because I said we were like herpes. We come back when you least expect. Oh, did you not hear my joke? I've been sitting on that joke for 4 months.
Okay. All right. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at PSO Sports One and Pointless Sports Opinions on Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Twitch TV, Spotify, and everything else.
It's a good thing that you remember this.
Put Pointless Sports Opinions in your Google machine. What do you mean it's funny that I remember this? Like I haven't done this.
It's funny. That's the main reason why I wanted you to lead us off, because I would have fucking forgot every little bit.
No. So, well, we haven't recorded. Somebody look up when our last podcast was.
September,
yeah. Like middle of September, probably. I remember it was like right before the finals started. I'm pretty sure, or maybe the conference finals. Conference finals.
Was it going on in September?
Because we predicted.
We had a Russell Wilson podcast. TJ told me about it.
What?
TJ listens to our old podcasts.
I could have sworn we did a pod right before the NBA finals. We predicted them. And then we never came back. I'm betting it right now.
I'm gonna bet that you're wrong, because I think we had a football pod.
NBA finals. It was still,
we were talking
MVP.
About.
So we're
we were
both
talking
right.
about. Oh, okay, yeah.
Caleb and Chase discussed the Eastern and Western Conference Finals, the NBA Finals, the future of the Celtics, LeBron's road to the finals, the early NFL season, NFL MVP candidates, and more.
Fun fact: you know who our MVP candidate was? It was fucking Russell Wilson. He was so good. We haven't done a pod since Russell Wilson shit the bed for the second half of the season.
Yeah, that went down the shitter quick.
Yeah, that was bad.
But yeah, we basically wanted to come back and do one. I've been talking about doing one for a little bit. Chase called me yesterday. He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm drafting a fantasy baseball team." He said, "Well, I want to do a podcast." I said, "Well, I can't." He said, "Well, let's do it tomorrow." I said, "Okay." So now we're here.
Yeah, I had plans on that, but I just canceled it.
You didn't have no plans. No, you didn't. Well, you have a date?
I had a hot date, yeah. I had a hot date.
Yeah. I'm sure you did.
Beautiful woman.
Yeah, I mean, what have you been doing? I think we just stopped because kind of like life, pretty much.
Yeah, life happened.
Motivation. It's hard to be motivated to do this stuff all the time. And
you were working two jobs.
Yeah, I am. Currently working two jobs. I wasn't working.
Oh, yeah, I had.
Yeah, still. I wasn't working I had one job for all of February, and now I'm back to two jobs. But yeah, I work for a company owned by AB now, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, you're kicking it now.
What else have I done in the time off? I bought a PC.
Forgot about that. Follow him on PSO Caleb. Affiliate. Caleb's big time now, ladies and gentlemen.
Sub 2 PSO Caleb. Twitch.
Go watch Caleb's hot tub streams.
Yeah. It's more like me and our friends being terrible at Warzone. But I don't know. What else has happened? I turned 25 like 2 weeks ago.
God. Fuck that.
That's kind of lit. I'm halfway to 30. What the fuck? That's the first time I've ever said that, actually.
Don't say that anymore. You're scaring the shit out of me.
I'm halfway there.
You're supposed to be having kids.
That's about it. No. No, sir. No, sir. Not me.
No little pasty princes and princesses?
No little anything, okay? I could not be at a point in my life where I'm farther away from having children. I'm going to be honest with you. There's just not a point where I could be. But I don't know. I feel like I haven't done anything else interesting. I've just kind of been working and grinding and playing video games and watching sports.
You got to do what you got to do.
What have you done?
I've quit four jobs so far. Since the pod ended. Now? I don't know. I just made a roundabout answer. Okay, 5 then. This ain't no fucking job. You shitting me?
You're right. You get paid for a job.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All our money's sitting in SeatGeek's pockets. They scammed. SeatGeek's
pockets and Luke's PayPal.
And big titty streamers on Twitch.
God.
But no, I really haven't been doing anything. I am currently jobless again as of yesterday, so that's nice. But yeah, I've just been chilling. I'm an actor now. I'm famous. I've done a lot of movies. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about what happened yesterday?
Oh, you want me to talk about it on the pod?
I asked.
You know what? It doesn't even matter. What are they going to do? Fire me? Fuck it. I'll go off on a tangent.
I'm just asking.
So I got a job at a university that will not be named, but I'll probably slip it out halfway through this conversation. I had a job at this university that I've been working really hard to get. I've been through months of interviews and waiting for more interviews for this job because I was working contract jobs from February to now. And I got in and they're like, yeah, you start Monday. And I'm like, okay. And my contract job ended Friday. So I'm like, all right, I'm going just jumping from one job to the next. I'm ready to go. And then I show up. They didn't really tell me where to park. They just said, hey, there's a shit ton of parking garages next to our place. So just pick one and you'll be good to go. $15 an hour and $15 to park each day. I'm like, okay, that doesn't really add up to me. So I'm working to park, basically. But I showed up. I showed up and didn't know where the hell I was going. I'm walking around St. Louis for most of my time trying to find this place. I actually showed up early, if you actually believe that, which never happens if you know me.
On the first you got to show up early.
I know. I was ready to go because they're like, yeah, training starts at 8. Be there at 7:45. Big Dog was howling at the moon at 7:30 in the morning. I was ready to go.
I know you had been going to bed at like 9:30.
Exactly. Yeah, I went to bed at 2 last night. It was fucking wonderful. But I showed up to this place and, you know, obviously I'm a couple minutes late because I was walking around everywhere and there's somebody waiting outside and he's like, hey, how's it going? Or he didn't even say that. He's just like, are you Chase? And I said, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't know where to park and I didn't know where to go. This motherfucker didn't say one word to me, you know, not a damn thing. Who was that one blues player that ghosted me? It was kind of the same thing.
That ghosted you?
Yeah, remember I talked to him at the tournament like 2 years or 3 years ago?
Oh, was that Joel Edmondson?
Joel Edmondson, yeah. Yeah, it was kind of the same thing where he's just like, yeah, okay, shut up, you know? And I was like, all right. So I followed him into this little closet that turned out to be an office space. And I walk in there. They show me where to sit. I have my own little desk, so I'm like, I'm pumped. But I wasn't introduced to anybody at all. Not one person. They didn't like go around and be like, hey, this is the big dog, you know, nothing. It was really shitty. And they just kind of sat me down. And they're like, okay, you're going to be in training for 8 hours on this Zoom call, basically. While, you know, so I'm like, all right, I'll sit and do the Zoom call or whatever. They're hooking everything up. They got one of those fucking old school phones. You know what I'm talking about? Like the secretaries used in all the like 90s movies and shit. Like really old school phone. And they had it hooked up to the computer while also having a headset and a microphone hooked up to the computer. So he's like, all right, put on, this guy's like, all right, hey, put on the headset and talk into it. And we'll see if the Zoom call can hear you. So I did. And I was like, I can't even hear anybody. Like they're talking, but I can't hear anybody. And he's like, oh, well, pick up the phone and see if you can hear out the phone. I'm like, okay. So I picked up the phone. They still couldn't hear me talk, but I could hear them through the phone. He's like, oh, man. He's like, that's going to really suck if you have to hold that phone for 8 hours. But we'll get it figured out. We'll see if we can get the headset figured out. The motherfucker walked away. And this is, it's 7:59 for the Zoom call that starts at 8. Which good. It was like a Zoom lesson. Yeah, so I'm like, all right, yeah, wonderful. So he just walked away, and he's like, yeah, I was like, hey, that's going to suck for you to hold the phone 8 hours. Have fun holding the phone for fucking 8 hours. So I'm sitting in the Zoom call, hour in, I'm like, damn, I got to pee. I'm like, man, no. I really got to pee. Nobody showed me where any of the bathrooms are. I get up, I'm walking around. You'd think, you know, a supervisor or something would help you out. No, I got up to pee, and I'm looking for, like, my supervisor. Nowhere to be found. Can't find her. I'm like, all right. Well, I'm just going to walk out and wander the hospital to see where I can go pee. You know, I was about to go in one of these random dudes' bedpans. You know, that it was getting to that point. So I took a piss. I come back. Turns out you need a swipe card access to come back in to the little office building. I got fucking locked out for 15 minutes. 15 minutes I'm sitting there. And I'm like... I'm freaking out. And then all of a sudden, somebody lets me in. I'm like, all right, you know, I'm going to jump back on the Zoom call. Hopefully, I didn't miss anything. I missed the entire basics portion of the Zoom call, which is just teaching you how to fucking do the normal shit that you know, you need to know how to do. And on top of it, they went to a break right whenever I fucking got back. So it was like, what the? Like, okay, this is fine. Cool. And I went throughout the Zoom call. Ate lunch by myself at the desk. Still nobody said hi to me. We're 4 hours in. And after that...
Are people like working around you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's also a problem. There's like five people in different desk areas around me. They're all just shit, you know, shooting the shit, talking about random stuff while I'm sitting here on the fucking phone, you know, trying to listen to the Zoom call while my other ear's listening to all their shit. And we're going through all the steps of everything, which I don't know anything about because I missed the basics portion of the thing. And also, every single person in that Zoom meeting, guess what they were at? They were at their fucking houses. Every single one of them. Oh, they were all at their houses. And I'm at this fucking hospital on the phone by myself. I don't know anybody. And I'm just sitting there all alone. And I'm like, okay, this is great. I could have been in my PJs, you know, with Morningwood doing this fucking Zoom meeting. Like, it would have been the American dream. But no, it's like, no, you have to go into the, you got to go in the office and do it.
So what was the last straw? What
last
happened?
Last straw? Oh, I was about to leave. The Zoom meeting got done. And I got up. My supervisor was like, oh, you're done? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, she's like, how was it? I'm like, yeah, you know. And she's like, oh, I also wanted to go over something. Did you complete your training that you were supposed to do before you got here? And I was like, yeah I did the couple modules and everything to get me, you know, familiar with everything. And she's like, oh, it doesn't say that you did. Here, let me go on your thing and show you. And she goes on here and pulls up my account. And I'm like, yeah, see, like it says I completed the two things I had to do. She's like, oh, no, you have to give it a minute. We sat there for like 2 minutes. And then all of a sudden, this little icon popped, like a pop-up ad on your fucking computer. It pops up to the right. She clicks on it. There's 28 fucking modules that are all 20 minutes long that I was supposed to do before I even fucking showed up to the first day of work. And guess what the big dog did? None of that! None of it! And I was like, oh my God. She's like, yeah, you can just complete it at your house. I'm like, yeah, yeah, that sounds great. Can't wait to fucking do that. Yeah, it was, and also on top of it, I forgot where I parked in the garage I parked in, and I walked around the city of St. Louis for 30 minutes looking for my car, and I was like, hey, I'm done. Nobody showed me how to do anything. You guys are assholes, and I'm out. And I'm only making $15 an hour, and left the fucking parking garage, and it was $15.
All right.
I don't know what we were talking about, though.
We were talking
about... I swear to God, I hit puberty right halfway through that.
Yeah. So if you... I don't know what happened to the audio there, but, you know, some technical difficulties on PSO. Just more than norm, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly.
So what are we going to talk about? We kind of came in today. I was just kind of like, let's wing it. You know, let's kind of like just have a conversation.
I feel like we've done that every time we've had a podcast.
I would like to talk about the Celtics above all else.
Oh, my goodness. Fournier? Larry Bird 2.0? No?
We can't even start there. Okay.
Oh!
So, the Celtics are currently... Bad. Here, I have the standings pulled up. They are currently seventh in the Eastern Conference. They're 23-24. For those of you who don't know, that's below 500.
Yes, it is.
And
mathematician.
Let me tell you what really hurts. The New York Knicks are 24-23. The New York Knicks are better than the Boston Celtics this season. And that makes me want to throw up.
It's pretty sad.
Herein lies the issue. Nobody on this fucking team can score.
Or if rebound.
If the ball ain't coming out of Tatum's hands or Brown's hands, I'm going to be honest, it's not going in the basket.
It's hitting the iron a lot.
And Kemba is like playing every other game. He's still not 100%. It's not working out. I hate to say it now, but, you know, he might have to be off the team if you want to contend for a title. They flop at the trade deadline. No Vucevic, no Aaron Gordon, no Bradley Beal, no nothing, no pipe dream. They get Evan Fournier, okay? I was trying to be optimistic, and I still am, to be fair. To give Evan Fournier more than one game, I am still trying to be very optimistic. But this guy comes out, he averages 17 a game. Actually, it's like 19 a game, I think,
yeah,
for the Magic. Shoots in the high 30s from downtown, which the Celtics desperately need a guy that they could just fucking pass to and hit a shot.
You don't like Naismith and Jeff T chucking out bricks?
Aaron Nesmith is absolute dog water, okay? Let me get back to Evan Fournier. Evan Fournier comes
Maybe
out.
Be a little more brutal. That was kind of light.
Where's the Celtic whites? And goes 0 for fucking 10. My guy
put a big dog at the rec numbers.
0 for 10. Doesn't hit a shot. Doesn't hit a layup. Doesn't hit a free throw. My guy.
He played a lot of minutes, too, didn't he? He played like fucking.
Yeah.
I don't even. Like high 20s, maybe 30s.
And that just kind of. That just kind of summarizes the Celtics this year. Just one big fucking disappointment.
It also summarizes my life so far.
I'm out here coming for heads in Boston, bro. And Nesmith is garbage. Thank God for Peyton Pritchard being somewhat frisky. They've traded Daniel Tice. They've given the reins to Time Lord, which, oh boy. His name's Time Lord because he was late to his first flight ever as a Celtic. Time Lord's
played okay. If your nickname's based off you not being like reliable, that's not good.
The Time Lord played okay. Smart missed. How long did Smart miss? Like 2 months?
2 months, yeah.
Yeah, he missed forever, which really hurt them. But now he's coming back, and guess what? They still need a guy who can score, and guess who can't score? Marcus Smart.
And guess who shoots a lot more than people that can't score? Marcus Smart.
Taco's getting minutes now.
Let's go, baby.
I just don't. This team. There is a legitimate chance the Boston Celtics can miss the playoffs. 100%. If
I could see it.
The Indiana Pacers are sitting at ninth in the East right now in 21-24. They just brought in Caris LeVert. I don't know if you heard nothing about Caris LeVert. That boy can get buckets, okay?
He's okay.
And They already got Sabonis. They got Brogdon, who are playing great.
Brogdon's been sucking as of late, but yeah.
They could shoot up. The Heat are in eighth at 23-24. They just traded for Victor fucking Oladipo.
That's right.
And I don't know if you remember this, but they were just in the goddamn NBA Finals. Not to mention the team above the Celtics, the Atlanta Hawks.
I think that one might be, that stings a little more than the Knicks.
2 years ago, 3 years ago, the Atlanta Hawks had the worst record in the league. Now they're sixth in the East.
They're doing great. They got a better team.
I'm losing my goddamn marbles. And the Brooklyn Nets are fucking assembling the Avengers. So really nothing matters, okay? It's going to be Nets Sixers in the East. Probably Lakers if they can get healthy. And who do we say in the West? Clippers?
Utah?
Denver? There's a lot of good teams over there. But the East, I think the East is a foregone conclusion. The Celtics fucking suck. Chase, if you would like to contribute. Oh, I didn't even mention in 10th place, we have 19-26 Chicago Bulls, who traded for the Orlando Magic's best player in Nikola Vucevic.
Yeah, it's rough times, to say the least. You summed it up great. Also, what you forgot to add is the fact that Tristan Thompson was basically untradeable because he's making a lot of money and he's playing like shit. That was the guy that I said was a good pickup, but as we know from the podcast, I've been wrong about a lot of things. Tristan Thompson might have took the cake. That might have been the worst thing I ever said, was that he was going to turn this team around.
Listen. this Celtics squad is made up of a bunch of role players. Like, it's Brown, Tatum, and role players.
This
and
would Kemba, be great Kemba if like healthy. If Tatum and Jaylen Brown were like 4 years older after doing this for long. Like, I feel like this team would be kind of fine. Like, if they were superstars, but right now I think they're all stars, and I don't know if I like the plan. Like, literally at the trade deadline, I sat there and I said, out of all the people that are even getting rumored to get traded, who could help the Celtics improve this team? And, I mean, shit, I'd go even as far as saying, like, picking up Bradley Beal, you know, whoever. Vucevic, I thought, would have helped a lot. But I still think we're looking at a 4 seed and a 5 seed and not a team that's contending for the fucking finals that we were talking about for the past 5 years.
Sorry, did you say 4 seed?
Maybe.
Do I need to go back? Sorry. So, number one, the Philadelphia 76ers.
No, I'm saying if they made the play.
At 32-14.
Don't number bring two, logistics into this.
Number two, the Brooklyn Nets at 32-15, who, I mentioned before, are assembling the fucking Avengers. The Milwaukee Bucks, 29-17. The Charlotte Hornets. 23-22 in fourth place in the Eastern Conference. New York Knicks, fifth place, 24-23. The Atlanta Hawks, 23-23 in sixth place. In seventh place come the Boston fucking Celtics. So we're behind. Sorry. They're behind the Hornets, Knicks, and Hawks. I got a question.
I got a question, too. I'm trying to look for my belt. I'm about to hang myself.
Oh, God. God damn it. We're just pushing the line right away. Is LaMelo Ball the second best player on the Celtics? The third. He's got to be the third, right? He's got to be the third best player on the Celtics. He's not better than Tatum. And he wasn't an all-star, and Brown was an all-star.
I mean, I would have more fun with LaMelo right now than either one of them.
At least you know
what you get with LaMelo. You know what you get. You know what you get with Tatum and Brown? A team that looks good on paper and is below the fucking Hawks. That's what you get.
It's not their fault.
I'm not saying it's their fault. I'm just saying that it has to be somebody's fault.
I largely blame Danny Ainge, to be completely honest, because the Celtics.
And President Brad's getting rumored to Indiana. We got so many bad things happening now.
That was never happening. That was a Twitter
rumor. Hold your breath.
They hired a coach.
Hold your breath. Who gives a shit?
Do you know who they hired, by the way?
I actually don't.
Mike Woodson.
I thought he went to
that Mike Woodson. The one who used to coach the Knicks.
Didn't he coach the Knicks like three times?
Well, he actually does coach the Knicks currently. He's an assistant. Jesus but he was their head coach. Yeah, that Mike Woodson. He's never coached at college. Indiana University. Good luck.
But have fun with that.
God damn it. Okay, so you said
earlier.
I was
talking about the Pacers, not the college team, by the way.
What?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. That's what I was saying. Oh. Stevens was linked to Indiana Pacers.
No.
Google it.
Indiana
Google
University,
it.
Big dog. The Hoosiers.
No.
The Hoosiers.
I don't know about
that. Okay, so you said earlier Tristan Thompson was the most wrong you've ever been. I am going to say you're incorrect on that. The most wrong we have been collectively as a two that have a podcast that have some semblance of self-respect is LaMelo Ball.
Oh, my God. Hey, you know Luke Baker. Everybody knows Big LB.
Right here
LB
from the
was a
bro.
LB was a B. He was a believer from day one.
He's a ball truther.
And guess, I think LaMelo definitely, like, finally made me realize that when it comes to the draft, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. NFL draft, I can still, it's debatable. But when it comes to the NBA draft, I'm a fucking idiot. Don't make me a GM, because I would have took, my team would have Ayton and James Wiseman on the same team instead of Luka and fucking LaMelo. So don't, any GMs or any owners out there that even thought about hiring me, don't hire me. All right? I'm an idiot.
He has formally withdrawn all of his NBA GM applications. He is no longer on the table. I'm trying to look up the draft list, but I'm
this
failing.
Year?
No, last
year. Oh,
well,
last
yeah,
year?
LaMelo's draft.
Even Edwards is looking good. But it's not hard to look good whenever you're in Minnesota. You know, a Minnesota 4 is a everywhere else 10, if you know what I'm getting to.
So I actually was kind of bullish on Edwards at the beginning of the year. I didn't think he liked basketball a ton, mainly because he gave weird interviews. And that's really the first time I'd ever seen him, like, in the public eye. But I have now come around to the place where I think he is literally their only hope.
Oh, without a doubt.
I think... Because the D'Angelo Russell thing, sure, D'Angelo Russell can score 20 points a game. Sure. But guess who has the worst record in the league right now? It's the Minnesota Timberwolves. And actually, I need to vet that because the Rockets did lose 20 games in a row. They still do. The Rockets lost 20 games in a row, and the Timberwolves still have a worse record.
That's impressive.
It's
That's
actually
really
insane.
Impressive.
Yeah, but yeah, the D'Angelo Russell thing's not going to work.
Cat's going to be gone. Cat hates his life right now.
Okay, so let's go over this again. Okay, so LaMelo Ball went third. I really like guys at 1 and 2. I really like Edwards, and I really like James Wiseman.
I like them both, too.
But would you take, if they redrafted right now, you're taking Ball 1, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I think so, too.
He's the... You always talk about NBA-ready guys. You know, he was an NBA-ready guy. But so who would have known? Who would have known playing with Beer Gut Nikolai in fucking the European leagues?
It
actually helped him. Yeah, it would have helped his ass out with the team that he was a co-owner at 18 years old.
That was in Australia. This guy's well-traveled.
Exactly.
And now he's taking the NBA by storm, bro.
And he's making Gordon Hayward look like a really good player again.
Yeah, I'm happy.
And Scary Terry.
I'm happy for that guy.
So am I.
I just exited out of that tab and I have Aaron Nesmith's numbers pulled up. Do you have a guess on how many points per game he averages?
4.
It's pretty good. 3.8. I'm gonna give you that.
I was hoping I was gonna be really low.
You know what he shoots from 3?
22%.
33.
Oh damn, that's not bad.
It's not good.
I mean, for a guy averaging 4 points a game, no.
So, that's where I'm at on the Celts. I think they're fucked. But yeah, the Nets are really good. The Sixers are also really good. They're 32-14. It's amazing what happens when you hire a good coach. You look like a competent basketball team.
Doc?
Yeah.
You like Doc?
Better than Brett Brown. What are we talking about?
Brett Brown, he's going to be a new head coach soon, right?
Where?
I know, it was a joke.
I
don't know.
He's going to coach our rec team. Then we'll be worse. Hey.
Oh my God. I don't know if that's possible.
It's not. I mean, what else could we talk about? The West?
Oh, I got all the NBA trades pulled up. We can all go through them.
Let's talk about the trades. What do you think of the Lou Williams trade?
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. For the who? Clippers need, for the Clippers. The Clippers, that's genius. The Clippers need that. Clippers need that bad. With Rondo?
Wasn't okay, he, why?
Why? Because playoff pee. Playoff poop. That's why. And fucking Rondo's out here. He'll average 4 points a game, and then he's winning titles with the Lakers. You know, that's what he does in the playoffs. Shit, there was a moment in time, I swear to God. I don't know who said it on some NBA show, but they said, if Rondo re-signs with the Lakers, then we have a potential big three situation in the West with Rondo, LeBron, and Anthony Davis. Rondo's getting thrown into big three conversations after his playoff performances. Yeah. Now it looks stupid. Now you're saying it. But guess what? This is the same guy that almost took down the Celtics when the Celtics were a powerhouse with the fucking Bulls that had I can't even name one player on the roster. Rondo, this is great. I love it. This is great for the Clippers organization.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And I think it's gonna pan out. Maybe Kawhi and Rondo will offset the fact that Paul George can't shoot in the playoffs.
Well, I mean, can Rondo shoot?
Rondo doesn't need to. Rondo's gonna facilitate.
Listen.
In the Serge Ibaka pickup in the offseason, they're not looking bad. And guess what? Nicholas Batum, he can be in the league. Who would have thought that? Yeah. Don't ask me 2 years ago, I would have said he would have been gone by now. Nicholas Batum, it's amazing what happens whenever you're tanking for your giant-ass contract you got, and now you're actually playing for one. You know, he's turned it around. Like, that team's actually kind of sneak. They kind of remind me of the Bucks, where nobody's talking about them, even though they're both playing very well. Just because what we've seen in the playoffs the past couple years. You know, Giannis is averaging better numbers than he has the past two seasons, and he's not even in the MVP conversation legitimately.
Yeah, no. I think we had two MVPs go down in Joel Embiid and LeBron James.
Which was sad. Joel Embiid was playing at his freaking peak.
I know. And to be honest, the Sixers really haven't missed a beat, to be honest. I mean, that's just a... I don't know, organizational
Tobias
success.
Is turning up.
Yeah. Daryl Morey.
Ben Simmons, Defensive Player of the Year? Like, come on.
Yeah, Daryl Morey's atting Tobias Harris on Twitter, saying he's an all-star. You love to see it, bro.
Daryl Morey's got to do something.
But I like the Rondo thing for the Clippers. It kind of sucks you had to give up Lou Williams, who I didn't
Lou
even
Williams
know this.
Is one of the worst playoff performers of all time.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's really bad in the playoffs. That's also what made me really horny for the Clippers was the fact that Rondo is universally known for being two times, three times better in the playoffs, and Lou Williams is known to be two to three times worse in the playoffs.
The team that Rondo came from is also in the playoffs, as we previously mentioned, above the Boston Celtics, the Atlanta Hawks.
Atlanta.
He's been he helped Trae Young out over there. But, yeah, I like that deal for the Clippers. I think Rondo will help come playoff time. I think that's why you get him because he plays great defense. He's a great guy to have in the locker room. He knows what to do with the ball. He knows where to be on the court. And, yeah, once he flips a switch, I think he's going to be a good add to any playoff team, not just the Clippers.
He's kind of shedding his narrative too. You know what I'm talking about? Rondo, like for the
is
like,
he? I feel like he's embracing it.
But at the same time, like he played with LeBron, and you know him, those two hated each other. And I didn't hear shit from that organization, like Rondo being a dick to anybody. Like I haven't heard anything bad about Rondo. I mean, since he went to Chicago, I mean, other than like the Carlisle stuff, he fights with coaches. I don't hear him like butting heads with players anymore. Yeah. Maybe Rondo, he's more mature now, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe he finally figured it out. Instead of playing with George Karl and DeMarcus Cousins on the Kings, that might bring out the worst in anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. The ring did it to him. What's another big deadline deal? Well, we can talk about
how about the fact that how about the fact that Aaron, aka Larry Bird, aka Michael Jordan, whenever it came to the deadline, Aaron Gordon. I don't know what the hell is going on. Like, did you, like, all the, I love the trade deadline because you get these middling players that just turn into gods. Like, Aaron Gordon going to a team? He can change everything. Aaron Gordon goes to the Timberwolves? Guess what? Three seed, bitch. Like, I didn't understand. But the Nuggets traded Gary Harris, RJ Hampton, and future first round picks for Aaron Gordon and Gary Clark. I think this is good for the Nuggets though, because Porter has kind of been, I mean, when Porter's playing, he's good, but he's kind of been struggling with the injury bug too, which, I mean, not to toot my own horn, but you could have predicted that one. But I think Aaron Gordon will fit that I like that his shot first mentality type. You know, I'm not going to lie. I didn't watch a shit ton of Orlando Magic games, so don't blame me here. But Aaron Gordon's still 23, 24 years old. I think he'll fit right in. He'll add to the offense. Jokic, you know, I think they need a defense more than anything, so I don't know if this is going to help. I still would take Utah in a playoff series. But I like the idea of picking him. Like, Gary Harris wasn't even playing, you know, and Gary Harris I think is still a good player, in my opinion. So you might as well trade what you're not using, right, for a player of Aaron Gordon's, you know, level here, because Aaron Gordon's so damn good.
I got the Michael Porter Jr. shirt on, bro. I'm repping.
shit, there was rumors that the Celtics were trying to offer Smart for him.
For Porter Jr.?
No, for fucking Aaron Gordon.
Oh, yeah, that would have been bad. So Aaron Gordon goes to a team. Aaron Gordon is he's got to be a four, right? Like, he's just a four.
He's a four.
Can he defend threes? I don't know.
I don't know. And name one good thing that Aaron Gordon has done besides the dunk contest. I can't name shit.
I'm about to get into that. So he you could theoretically have him as a small ball five, but I didn't really get why the Nuggets did it. I don't know. Like, they are already a team that is loaded with wing guys. Like, and they only really gave up one. I guess Hampton played a little bit, but I guess you're upgrading 25 minutes a game. I mean, how much is this guy realistically going to play and contribute?
I like what the NBA, like the top teams, have you noticed what they're doing? Like the Lakers, Clippers, all this, as they're trading first round picks? Because guess what? Look at the Celtics. First round picks don't mean shit. Guess what? Once you get past number 5 and number 6 and 7 in the draft, you get lucky. That's it. 9 times out of 10, those picks don't turn into shit. You would rather have what happens now than Danny Ainge sitting on 20 draft picks and hitting on 2 of them, and we're still a fucking 7 seed. Yeah. You know, draft picks don't really mean that much, and I like that Denver threw in, I think, maybe 1 or 2 first round picks for it. Like, screw it. Yeah, you don't need first-round picks nowadays unless you're, you know, a friend. Even, like, think about how the Pelicans got the number one overall pick. They were barely in that, like, you know, high seed of getting that number one overall pick. The top three, there's no point of tanking anymore. You might as well all just be a middling team because, I mean, look at that. Like I said, the Pelicans got Zion, you know, like, it should have been the Knicks. The Knicks sucked ass. But guess what? And the Suns sucked ass. And the Pelicans got it. You know, like, you don't need first-round picks, so I'm fine throwing just even 2 of them at Aaron Gordon. Seems like a lot, but still, I'm okay with it.
Okay, so Aaron Gordon, do you have a guess what he shoots from 3 for his career? For his whole 28,
29%.
My God, give the guy a little credit.
35?
He shoots 32% from three.
Oh, what the hell? I was close.
On 20, what'd you say, 23?
28, 29.
You didn't say, no, you
yes,
didn't.
Yes, I did. Run I'm back about to run tape. It back. I said 28, 29. I must have cut out on your end.
He shoots 32% from three for his whole career. This season, he was shooting 37, which is pretty good.
Yeah, very good.
From the field overall, he shoots 45%, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're making 33% of your threes, how you can't really play the three too much.
No, definitely not.
I don't know, bro. I don't know how it's going to work out for them. They're really good. Jokic is... I'm at a point to where, like, I don't even know. Like, we didn't do our top 25 players this year because the whole timeline was fucked up. Like, yeah. I don't know how you would... I don't know how you would rank it. Like, because Jokic goes out there and he's just their best player. He's the best player on almost every court he touches. But then you have guys in the league like James Harden, Kevin Durant, LeBron. And it's like, well, those guys are better than him, right? But are they actually? Because yeah. But, I mean, the Nuggets are sitting there, and he leads his team in every category. Jokic does. And it's crazy. And they're 10 games above 500.
Jokic, I think if Jokic wins MVP, it's going to be kind of like the Steve Nash years when he was winning MVP. And it's like, okay, who else are you going to give it to? Especially since, like, LeBron and, I mean... LeBron and Joel Embiid went down. Everybody hates James Harden because he got fat and wanted to leave Houston.
I don't know, bro. And
loves strip clubs. Hey, I'm all for that because right now I'd say James Harden's like the second best player in the league.
I don't know, bro. But I think he might step up to the MVP plate.
I hope so. I hope you're right because guess what? That motherfucker's good, and I jumped on that bandwagon about 2 years ago, and I'm glad I did because I think he's the most underrated scorer of our generation, and everybody hates him. But you, the one, okay, are we jumping on James Harden because I'm gonna go on a tangent? Is that fine?
Yeah, go. I don't care.
Let's talk about the Nets. Let's talk about
James Harden. We're talking about MVPs. You know,
James Harden, 37 points, 38 points when he's in Houston, right? One of the highest numbers we've seen since Kobe did it. Whenever his LA team sucked in the 2000s, you know. James Harden, everybody hates his game because guess what? He got to the line, got fouled a lot, shot 18 free throws a game. Who? Guess what? You know why he did that? Because the refs gave him that. Be pissed at the refs. Don't be pissed at the player for, you know, that's like if I'm taking a math test, all right, and it's like, hey, you know, we're going to put an answer sheet over to your left shoulder if you want to look at it. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to look at it. You know, why would I do that? No, you're going to take any advantage you can. If the refs are giving you calls, you do that. And guess what's happened this year? James Harden's getting to the line, not as much. But you know what else he's doing? He's leading the fucking league in assists. He changes his game. This is a guy that led the league in points. This is something we've never seen before. He adjusts his game to who he plays with. And I'm glad he's with Kyrie. And I'm glad he's with KD, even though KD, question mark on how he's doing. I'm glad he's on this team because James Harden deserves this fucking team. I don't care if it's a super team. This motherfucker's really good, and he's just going to be one of those underrated guys just because, you know, no offense, LeBron fans, even NBA casuals, everybody hates him just because they hate what he did in Houston with the foul stuff. I don't get it. I don't understand it. James Harden is the best player this year by far. Just because you hate him doesn't mean he's not.
So 26 points, 11 assists, and 9 rebounds he's averaging this year.
I watched three or four Nets games in the last 5 minutes. You know who took over? It was James Harden. And it's insane whenever he takes over and has help. He was dishing out to Joe Harris, who Joe Harris is probably the happiest human being in the entire fucking world right now.
Joe Harris goes to bed with a smile on his fucking face every night, bro.
He's like, probably just.
I just get to shoot threes, bro. I just get open. You can't.
He's just as happy as you whenever I get picked up on one of your teams and I set screens for you, and you just get open looks all the time.
Yeah, not comparable at all because the other players on my team are not Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, James Harden, Blake Griffin, LaMarcus Aldridge. Like,
well, Kevin Durant's been out a minute.
Joe Harris is just out there hooping. And they can't. They can't do anything. They just have to have a guy chase him around because if they like start grabbing him, they'll foul him. Or if they start doubling him off screens, then guess who? Somebody else is open. And guess who's got the ball in his fucking hands? James Harden. So they're going to capitalize on all this.
Also, Kyrie as a two guard is a lot better than Kyrie as the man ball handler. I'm saying that, like, by far. Kyrie as a shooter and Kyrie as a facilitator, that this is great. I love it. This is Kyrie at his peak. This is James Harden at his peak.
How do you feel about Kyrie as a prophet?
I don't want to talk about that stuff because I don't want to get into that. Let him go around and be a shaman or whatever the fuck he's trying to do. Let him do what he's got to do because guess what? He does stuff on the basketball court that I've never seen before, and he's playing with James Harden. And when those two are on the court together, because unfortunately KD's been hurt a lot, there's still the favorite to me in the entire league.
Kyrie's on his second leave of absence this year.
I know.
He just leaves the team.
He went to a birthday party the first time, remember?
Okay, what's he doing this time? Did he alert anyone of what he was doing?
He's going to the Himalayas to talk to the monks or some shit. Let him do what he's got to do. He's going to the edge of the world.
Oh my God, you know what he averages?
Kyrie?
Yeah. Is this
27?
Real?
28. Yeah. I mean, have you watched the Nets games, man? When those two are on the floor, oh God! I can't turn it off.
I stand by my take of Kyrie Irving is one of the most incredible basketball players I've ever seen, and also he's one of the most frustrating people I've ever seen.
That's right. That's like me as a podcaster. I'm one of the best podcasters ever, but one of the most. I can't even finish what I was going to say.
One of the best podcasters. You're up there with Rogan.
I mean, I'm up there.
Yeah,
I'll smoke a doobie with Rogan.
But yeah, the Nets are good. I think James Harden might be the favorite, bro.
I think he has to be at this point. Because they hate him. The media hates him.
But there's no one else. There's no one else.
Jokic. Jokic is getting a push. Jokic
They're in fifth.
That's what I said.
They're not.
Nobody
not
cares.
Nobody cares, though. They will care. When they
you
vote.
Know what they also care about? For James Harden taking off 3-4 weeks of the season at the beginning because he hated his life.
Well, yeah.
They care about that.
They don't
forget that.
It wasn't great. He could have handled it better.
He also got fat. And went to the strip club all the time.
Yeah, but like, do you notice
I love the strip club, but geez, that's bad.
You notice he doesn't look as fat in the Nets uniform.
Oh, yeah.
And Blake Griffin's dunking again. What are they doing, bro?
Exactly. You know, and they picked up Aldridge, too, which I'm sorry, but every single person on Twitter that sits there and tweets like, well, look at this, they're adding Blake Griffin, are the same people that have been saying how trash and dog shit he is for the past 3 years, which he has been, and he's been hurt. He hasn't dunked in 2 years, and then all of a sudden he's dunking, and then, did you see his post-game interview a couple nights ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, where he's like, I don't understand why everybody is thinking that I joined a super team when you guys have been saying I'm shit for the past 3 years. Yeah. Which is true. Guess what, Blake Griffin? Tell them all to go fuck yourself. Because you have to pay $100,000 a month of child support. Go get a ring.
Oh, my God.
That's a fun fact. He has to pay a lot of money in child support.
How do you know that?
Because it was, I don't know. I used it for an argument in one of my classes.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he pays like $100,000 in child support.
How do you look that up? Is that public record?
Yes, it is.
Actually?
Yeah, you can find that out. Oh, you look at the settlement of the court case. Court cases are public, baby.
Oh, nice.
Unless they settle off screen, which divorces do not. But
good to know.
I think Aldridge isn't going to be as big of a pickup either, or as Blake was. Ooh, I was surprised Blake's doing
it. I think he's going to be.
Aldridge's going to go back to like Portland Aldridge?
Who's playing? Well, he's still good. He's still good. What does he have to do?
But at the same time, you know what stops an offensive possession? Having Aldridge post up and do his stupid little post hook shit.
Well, that'll all stop in the regular season.
Also, you got Claxton. Claxton's
he's good
playing.
Too.
Claxton's great. DeAndre's not looking bad.
Yeah, well.
I'd give Claxton playoff minutes over Aldridge. That's just me, though.
No.
Oh, 10 times out of 10.
We'll
defense?
See what happens.
Nah. Defense?
Oh, Claxton's staying in the rotation. I'd be shocked if they don't play, unless he like starts playing poorly. I'd be shocked if they don't play him in the playoffs. But, dude, if they could, if Aldridge, like, if he could be there five in crunch time, you know, he's got to play defense, but that would be scary. That would be frightening. And I don't know how long the DJ thing's going to last when they've realized that they've literally got more talented people all around the team than him. But, you know, he's in a good spot. So I think they're going to make the finals.
Especially if
Embiid comes back and he's not healthy.
Another thing that we got to look at, though, a big thing. KD has not been healthy this entire year. So this is me being pessimistic, Chase. KD hasn't been healthy the entire year. That's going to be a big problem, obviously. But also another thing is James Harden struggles in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Bad. I mean, he's never got a lot of weapons.
He's never had help like this.
Exactly. He's never had help, but I mean...
He has had help. They should have won the one series. CP was great. But
Chris Paul was amazing. And I think Kyrie's better than Chris Paul, obviously. But I'm just saying, you know, we might get a playoff P Kawhi situation in the playoffs where Brooklyn goes up against Milwaukee early on or some shit and gets bounced in the second round. I wouldn't be surprised.
You think?
Well, Milwaukee's underrated. Milwaukee's underrated just because everybody's tired of it.
Yeah.
I guess everybody's tired of them.
I just feel like you know you're getting.
Yeah, exactly. They added Drew Holiday. He's been playing great. I think they finally filled that void of Brogdon that they were missing.
Do
Chris
you?
Chris Middleton.
I don't.
I think they do. Or I think they did.
I think they're regretting that day that they let him.
Yeah, that was a bad decision. But, I mean, Drew Holiday's been playing great, and he's 10 times better than having Bledsoe out there, ask the Pelicans. And, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, they get mismatched. You know, Giannis goes off. But it would have to be a team like that. They're not going to get bounced by an Atlanta or anything like that.
I think they've got guys that have both done it on the biggest stage before, in KD and Kyrie. They both won rings. KD was the best player in his first finals. Kyrie hit literally one of the biggest shots in NBA history. I don't know. I'm not worried. I'm not as worried about that. If James Harden has an off game here or there, I think they'll survive. Whereas if James Harden had an off game on the Rockets, you lost. So.
And that was the big point of, like, what made this team so good. It's like, one of these guys can have an off day. It's fine. Fuck, two of them can have an off day. But you got guys like Joe Harris and Claxton and DeAndre. You know, guys that...
They have Shamit, too. How the hell they get
Shamit? Shamit! Yeah, I don't know. Ask the NBA. What do you think about the buyout shit? Buyout shit with Blake and Aldridge going to Brooklyn, and then you got Drummond that just went to L.A.
What do I think about it? I think that's another area in which the Celtics flopped.
What do you think they're supposed to? You would want Drummond? I can hear you bitching right now.
I mean, he's better than not having Drummond.
But
right?
You have to, yeah, and guess what? You know how much Drummond's getting paid this year by the Lakers?
They got an MLE.
By the Lakers, yeah. Guess how much he's getting paid?
Oh, I don't know.
He's getting $800,000 from the Lakers.
Wow.
You're getting $800K for fucking 1 year. I don't even care if it's one or half a season. $800K?
Yeah.
And the Cavs are paying the rest? Like, shit. Count me in.
Yeah. Yeah, the buyout market was huge. I feel like everybody went to the Lakers and Nets. Who else even got bought out?
Jeff Teague's about to get bought out.
Jeff Teague sucks.
You're not a Teague believer?
Absolutely fucking not.
He was fucking horrible.
He's not good. Was he in the league last year? Seriously.
I think so.
Well, I didn't see much of him. And I saw him on the Celtics roster in the preseason. I said, what?
Oh, we missed the Nuggets, too. The Nuggets picked up JaVale McGee, too. He plays good defense. They need defense. Jokic doesn't play defense, you know?
All right, so JaVale McGee, good ad. We're at 52 minutes.
Okay. I think we're good. Okay. I think we had a good pod. I'm happy.
You
want to
do a final thought-ish? You got anything chambered? I'm going to open my final thought list. Let's see what's on
there. Dude, I did not even think about a final thought.
I'm going to see if I got anything.
Oh, my God. I know what I can do.
Okay.
It's genius. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. It's time for my final thought. So, a thing that we used to do on the pod, is something I'm going to bring back. It's time for Chase's weekly hinge matches of the week, baby. Let's go through them. And Caleb, I want you to pick which girl you want me to be with. All right. Number one. You know what? Fuck it. I'm saying the names. Her name's Kristen.
Oh, God.
She says, I go crazy for... Okay. I go crazy... I go crazy for you can shotgun.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay. She obviously didn't read the caption very well.
Not grammatically
Care
correct.
About social justice.
Okay.
And use sarcasm.
Okay.
Big Dog is pretty big on all three of those.
Okay. How old is she?
She is 20 years old.
What are we on? Hinge?
Hinge.
Does she drink? Does she smoke? Give me the profile.
She drinks. Yes, she drinks. She smokes sometimes.
What does she smoke sometimes?
Weed and cigarettes.
Oh.
Or maybe that might be vape too, you know? You never know.
True. Could be a vapor.
I want someone who can go on a run in Forest Park and end it with mimosas.
Are you going to do that?
Maybe the mimosas part.
You're going to jog to the mimosa.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
If I held up a mimosa at the finish line, maybe.
I'll be there. And the one thing you should know about me is I'm outgoing, goofy, and love being with a lot of people. That was Kristen. That's love. Number one.
What is love being with a lot of people?
I didn't think about that. You know, maybe it's a sex thing. I don't know. Okay, the second lovely lady is Christina.
Kristen and Christina, okay.
A shower thought I recently have. Does a straw have one or two holes?
It's got one hole. Next.
It's debatable. Something, you know, is water wet. It's the end of time. One of those discussions. First round is on me if you had an emo phase and can keep up with me.
Do we have a little Chase what that J means. Emo phase?
No.
Never Maybe had an when emo I didn't, phase?
No, maybe when I didn't shave my fucking face and my hair for 3 months
that
one time.
No, that doesn't count. You never listened to punk rock and skateboarded and wore black?
I can't skateboard.
I'm saying when you were 11.
No. I was jacking off every day. I'm doing the same thing when I was 11 that I'm doing now.
All right. We miss Chase on the emo face.
I'll brag about you to my friends if your snap score doesn't go up right after we hang out. So that was Christina. That's number two.
I don't like that last one. That last one's a big tick down for me.
Any ladies that are listening to this like this podcast, which I don't think there's any.
Yeah, women.
You guys need to change your profiles around because 9 times out of 10, they're all the same shit. But it's probably the same thing on our end, too.
Definitely.
Some dude holding the fucking bass that he caught. Okay. Number three is Mary.
How many are we going through? Let's
just
go.
Three.
Okay, good. Okay.
Just three. I don't get very many matches, right? If loving this is wrong, I don't want to be right. Nickelback. Did have a Nickelback phase. Okay.
I think we all did.
My most spontaneous thing I've done, skydiving.
Okay.
Nice risky chick, you know?
I'd like to skydive. That's exciting.
Okay, this isn't for you. You're not dating Mary.
Would you not like to skydive?
I like doing spontaneous things.
There you go.
My simple pleasures, a good cup of coffee. So Mary is pretty bland. Mary. So who do you think, Caleb? Mary. One, two, or three? Kristen, Christina, or Mary?
Christina, I mean, talking about my snap score, I mean, Christina's getting an early boot.
Yeah, Christina. Yeah.
Christina's out.
Fun fact, I commented on one of her things, and she gave me a one-word answer, and I have not replied to her. So what? You're doing good there.
Okay. I can't even remember anything. So we got bland Mary. What did Kristen like?
She was a mimosa jogger.
Oh, you got to go with that one. Health and stuff. Yeah.
She? I picked Kristen. Out of all three of these ladies, Mary, I was texting for like a week, and then she stopped texting me. Kristen, I've been talking to for the past like 4 or 5 days.
Oh, wow.
And since nobody can see, I'll show you a picture.
Okay. Nice.
She's a baddie too, right?
Oh, no.
That's why you post bold pictures or bulge pictures on your Hinge profile, boy.
Find the tightest pair of khakis you can find, and you throw them in a picture.
Don't wear khakis.
That was Chase's weekly Hinge profile thing.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Okay, my final thought is something we don't do enough.
We took a little
time off. I had some time to reflect and think about what we've done.
We've done a lot.
And I just want to say, if you're listening to this right now, if you've ever liked a post, liked a tweet, retweeted, liked an Instagram post, listened to our podcast, subscribed to our podcast, ever told somebody to listen to our podcast, if you have anything to do with us at all, thank you. You fucking rock.
Fat sack.
I love you, and you're the best. Because this shit, granted, it has not gone almost anywhere.
No.
But we have put a lot of time and energy and money into this. And the fact that any people have even chosen to turn on our podcast and listen to it willingly is cool to me. So thank you. And we'll try to be back a little more consistently. I'm not promising a schedule because I have two jobs. The guy on the other side of my screen right here, he's a little more open than me. But we will definitely be back more consistently. This is something I love to do.
So much fun.
That's it.
A second final thought. I had a great time, Caleb. I'm glad we fucking booted. I can't wait till we find out that somebody's audio fucked up and we have to delete this entire pod.
Well, your audio already did fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had a deep down. Voice. Yeah. While you were telling us how you quit your job. Okay. That's it.
That was fun.
Spread the word.
Spread it.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.